All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Witchblade, so let's go ahead and get started. Number 11. Manhattan, 7:45 p.m. Proxemics. It's the study of how people and animals use the space around them. Actually, I think it's called proxemics. I've never heard of that. There's a new word on me. Each of us carries around a sort of invisible bubble of personal space wherever we go. We think of the area inside this bubble as our own, almost as much a part of us as our own bodies. If someone moves so close to you that your bubbles of personal space overlap, your space has been invaded. At different times, the actual distance that makes up our personal space changes. There are four categories we use in our everyday lives, choosing a particular one depending on how we feel towards others at a given time and vice versa. The categories range from intimate to public distance, and invasion of the former has been a problem for me lately. Ian Nottingham, as well as that Italian punk a few minutes ago, both seem to use personal space to their advantage. The latter, a public space, actually encompasses many areas. It can be two people unable to communicate because they are more than 12 feet away, or it can be someone not wanting to be noticed as they watch me from a rooftop. Something the Witchblade and I agree on. Obviously, it has problems with its space being encroached upon as well, particularly from this freak. Well, it seems like it's time to do a little invading on my own. See if I can't make a fine nuisance of myself. Territoriality is any geographical area, such as a hotel room, house, neighborhood, or country, to which we assume some kind of right as our territory. In the past few days, that one has been a problem for me too. Getting shot at, Julie breaking into my apartment, the microwave murderer killing three women outside my hotel room window, on this very spot. Yeah, people like intruding on my territory. No. And right now, on top of that building is someone who might be able to give me some answers. No. This person has an obvious problem with their space being ambushed. Too bad. Only one way up this building, only one way down. And that's fine by me. Guessing games bore me, and being told no never stopped me, thank you. I need information, and if some volunteer may know about the killer, these creatures, anything, I want to know. Police, don't move! Loser freak peeping toms don't rub me the right way. Now get up, I said. Get... huh? Whoop. Oh, God. Testing, this is Detective Pizzini in Forensics Lab. 2230 hours, I am examining a piece of material found at crime scene 1143XL this afternoon. I am preparing to submit it to lab for the test battery, but as the primary investigator on this case, I felt the need for a cursory examination as soon as possible. The fiber, when magnified to 500X... appears to have a web-like interwoven consistency of an unidentifiable property. It is viscous, pliable, resilient to chemicals, and most importantly, an organic substance. I have never seen anything that resembles this material, except for maybe one other place. I will resume tape after further examination. Click! Okay, I guess I can't put this off forever. Whoosh! Ah! Sarah, can I talk to you? Can you just wait there? I've got some caustic materials and I don't want to drop. Yeah. Well, will you stop playing with the lab chemistry set and get on the more important stuff, like us? Yes. Hold on a sec. I'll be right there. Thanks. Don't let me bother you. Jake, calm down. I'll walk you to your car. Sarah, it's just that I've heard things. I've seen things. I think you're in danger. Oh, Jake, not this. I'm a cop, remember? I took an oath to protect and to eat jelly donuts and to be cool with, and to be cool to people with the support the NYPD sticker on their car. For God's sake, I'm always in danger. Sarah, I mean it. Listen to me, and I'm not gonna let you squirm your way out of this one. Jake, I know. Why do you think I moved out of my apartment? I'm taking care of it. Don't worry. Look, you'd better let me go. Hillage and Silver just pulled in. I mean it. You're into stuff that's really big, Sarah. It can hurt you. It can hurt Lisa. It can... Hey! Way to go, McCarthy. Get some for me, man. Lisa. Damn. World Superbike Championship, Daytona Beach. And Kosuchi has slammed the door on Myers. This is amazing. In all his years of racing, Kosuchi's attempting moves we've never seen from this otherwise stable rider. I don't believe it. He's locking him up into turns, burning his rubber way too fast. He should be saving his tires for the last leg when he'll really need the power to pass overall championship leader Ducatis J. Myers. Masaki Kosuchi knew one day he'd make it to the top to race against his best friend, Jay. And for that reason, this day shouldn't have been the sweetest. This day should have been the sweetest because next to family, nothing was more important to Kosuchi than racing. But today, because of his love and loyalty to his family, his dream of racing has to end. He has no choice. He had hoped to say goodbye to the Ducati pit, but never got the chance. Instead, he'll give Jay and that red horse of his the race of a lifetime to show Jay that he was taught well, that all the time they spent together training meant something more than just fame and money. In the end, no one will know the look in his eyes behind the helmet. No one will be able to discern the salty tears from the mess of blood and bone. In some ways, he wishes they could feel his sorrow. But fused with 400 pounds of metal, plastic Kevlar, and carbon fiber, all they see is a machine. A machine that got mixed up with a Yakuza. And no matter how fast he rides or how wide he opens the throttle, it's still not fast enough to escape the pursuit of organized crime. Oh! He's on the inside and a furious dice for the lead! He won't even try. It's futile. Yeah, I'm just taking care of some business at the track, and I'll be right over. Kosuchi, my family will honor you tonight. Just wait for me, and tell him Bruce has some very interesting information for them. You know my price. Do not let your pride lead you astray, my friend. Ha! You'll see, the word honor will take on a whole new meaning for you after I tell you. Screech! Mr. Wilder, we appreciate your help with this matter. It is a tragedy to all of us, but Osuka-san's death has made us all focus on new objectives. Foremost, justice for those who murdered him. Bruce Wilder, it is a fine pleasure to meet you. I understand you used to race yourself. Ah, but before we get into pleasantries, I must know the name of the Italian who murdered Osuku. You have already received the receipt for the wire transfer into your bank account. Takata-san, the man you are looking for is called Jackie Estacado, and he has much family in New York City who love him dearly. I can tell you more about them, for a price, of course. We will discuss that in due time, Mr. Wilder. It is time for Kosuchi to show his loyalty to the family, and for us to show the Italians that America is ours to take. The final leg approaching, Kosuchi refuses to let his best friend pass him as he opens the throttle for the extra distance. For the first time, he's in the lead, grinding the metal and nearly losing control. Juku, call his family right now and give them the news. He can hear the din of the announcer's voice through his helmet, knowing they're talking about him pushing the limit of disqualification. But how could he explain to them that the reason he's not conserving his tires or saving his gas is because... Vroom! He never planned on finishing the race. Now, about those other names, Mr. Wilder. Brooklyn Heights, 4:45 p.m. Lisa, when her mom Maria died, I vowed to keep an eye on her. But with all this crap going on in my life, I haven't been doing so well in the guardian department. No excuses. Guess Julie has a point when she gets on my case for trying to save too many people. Like it or not, I'll always end up coming first. That's human nature. I just hope she wasn't shamming about Lisa being here. Damn, I thought she was done with the modeling world. A couple of weeks ago, she was telling me about a boy in school. Now she's back in this god-awful business. Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk. Detective Pizzini to see Danette Boucher. Do you have an appointment? No. Well, I doubt she'll see you then. I doubt she'll see you then. Have a seat. I'll try to get her assistant on the line. I'll stand, thanks. Uh-huh, sure. Nice fake smile. I expected nothing less from this business. Detective Pizzini, I'm Cameron. Miss Boucher will see you now. You have no idea how few people get to appear in front of Our Lady of the House. You must be very special to her. Oh? Is she one to typically avoid the police? That's not what I meant, Detective Pizzini. It's just that Miss Boucher has undertaken so many new projects that she is very selective with her time. I didn't mean to make it sound as though she avoided such authority figures like yourself. Ah, I find police discipline very exciting, Miss Pizzini. Perhaps we could have lunch one day. I don't think so, Cameron. Now, why don't you just open the door and not speak to me unless I speak to you first? Yes, mistress. Creepy guy. Creak! Oh. Come on in, dear. Don't be shy now. Cameron, you may leave us alone. I thought this woman had been in business since the 50s. Her face, everything about her, so youthful. Miss Boucher, I'm Detective Pizzini. Sarah Pizzini, I know. What is it about her? Very familiar. And what brings you here to the Boucher studio? Modeling? I dare say you have a body like mine in younger days. Miss Boucher, exquisite, and a face like Helen of Troy's. My God, no. I can already tell something's wrong here. Ahem! Miss Boucher, I'm here looking for a friend. Lisa Buzanis. Her family's worried. Oh, Lisa! Yes, well, I have taken her under my wing since her family seems no longer capable or interested in her. They should be thanking me. Julie, I could kill her for hooking Lisa up with this creature. I'm afraid you just missed her, but I'll tell her you stopped by. Yeah, I'll bet. Please give her my card when you see her. Of course. Have a wonderful day, Detective. Right. Okay, this is it. Gotta make my mental to-do list. To start with, I have to track down Lisa. Oh, and deal with Jake soon. Check with me. Oh, and deal with Jake soon. Check with the ME about Iron. Gotta redo all that. Oh, and deal with Jake soon. Check with the ME about Irons and Nottingham's autopsies. Talk to Siri, who's been acting really torqued about all this. Put Julie in the round file again. Get cracking on the microwave murderer and figure out why it had a piece of the Witchblade. Do some research on Danette and be on the lookout for Italian hitmen as well as little mysterious creatures that seem to attack for no reason. Simple enough. And I'll be damned if anything else gets in my way. Editor's note, the story continues in the Top Cow Marvel Crossovers trade paperback available now. Well, we're not doing those because of Marvel. Told you guys wasn't doing anything with Marvel or DC. So, yeah, you'll have to pick those up on your own. But we will be giving you the next issue. which is issue 12, and I've already recorded it, so it's going up. And then, of course, we're going to give you issue 2 and 3 of The Darkness, because the first one's already been recorded as well. So there's a lot of books going up. All right, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you in just a little bit with The Darkness, issue 2.